Exactly 700 years have passed since the last male member of the Bohemian royal dynasty, the Przemyslids, died. On August the 4th, 1306, King Wenceslas III was murdered in the town of Olomouc at the age of just 16. The death of the young king marked the end of a 450-year Przemyslid rule in Bohemia. Pavla Horáková reports.
The name of the Przemyslid dynasty comes from its mythical founder, Prince Przemysl, who was believed to reign in what is now Bohemia shortly after the Slavic tribes settled in the area. The first historic Przemyslid and also Christian prince was Bożywoj I in the 9th century, and in the year 1212, Przemysl Otakar I acquired the title of hereditary king for his descendants. Maria Mžíková from the National Institute for Monument Preservation.
The Przemyslid dynasty has a prominent place in Czech history. It was the Przemyslids who founded Czech statehood. They weren't only the rulers of Bohemia. The last Przemyslids ruled also Hungary and Poland, and their kingdom stretched from the Adriatic to the Baltic. They started building the state in the 9th century, and the peak of their power was in the second half of the 12th century.
The direct lineage was severed when young Wenceslas, king of Bohemia and Poland at the time, was stabbed to death by an unknown assassin during his visit to Olomouc in Moravia. After 4 years of turmoil and instability, his sister Elizabeth of Bohemia married John of Luxembourg, who became king of Bohemia in her name. But some distant descendants of the dynasty still live today. Genealogists have found some 20 noble families with some Przemyslid blood, including the British and Dutch royal families. Some historians dispute the findings and say that in the long run, everybody is everybody else's relative in Europe. However, Zdeněk Sternberg, a member of the Sternberg noble family, considers himself to be a descendant of the Przemyslid dynasty.
In my view, the dynasty was more important than the Luxembourgs, because they founded Czech statehood in the days when there were only various tribes fighting one another. They lived on in the person of Elizabeth of Bohemia, who was the mother of Emperor Charles IV. Charles IV would never have been such a competent monarch of such outstanding merit if he wasn't half Przemyslid.
A number of events are being held this summer to mark the anniversary. The Czech National Bank has issued a silver commemorative coin and organized a two-day event bringing together the descendants of noble families which connect their lineage to the Przemyslids. A new play with the title Wenceslas III by Jan Sulovský premieres in Olomouc on Friday, and the church in Zbraslav, where Wenceslas was buried, is holding a commemorative service.
Thanks very much, Pavla, for that report. And it's time now for the week's main